This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. In Tacoma today, a housing advocacy group pitched a tent in the middle of a busy intersection in the city's downtown area. The group is called Tacoma Housing Now.
What do we want?
Housing!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Housing!
When do we want it?
Now!
Rebecca Parson is a spokesperson for the group, and we spoke just a little earlier by phone as the group was occupying the intersection of 15th and Pacific in Tacoma.
So we've blocked off the entire intersection. One side of it includes an off-ramp from a highway, and we pitched a tent in the middle of it to bring attention to the situation that houseless people in our city are experiencing. We've had already five or more deaths of houseless people in Tacoma, including a few days ago. A housed person attacked a camp and murdered one houseless person. And unfortunately, this is entirely predictable that a certain small segment of the housed population will take out their anger on the houseless population. And so this is really on the city's hands because they've been failing to take action for years. And our position is not one more death. And we are just going to keep doing these actions and we're going to continue escalating until the city finally puts every single houseless person in the city into one of the many empty buildings that the city owns.
In announcing this action earlier today on Twitter, your group asked, quote, "Are you tired of the city's empty talk on homelessness? What do you see as necessary for the city of Tacoma to address the issue the way you want it addressed?"
Well, so far what they've been doing is giving out extremely expensive contracts to service providers for temporary Band-Aid solutions, like a small 40 tiny homes, that cost millions of dollars, and there was $1 million-plus contract because they insisted on 24/7 security. But these are not, even they acknowledge this is just a temporary solution. We want the city to give us long-term, extremely low-income housing to house every single person.
Recently,
and our primary demand is a community land trust. That's a legal structure that allows us to keep housing in the land that it sits on permanently, extremely low-income, so people can live there forever. It's community-controlled, democratically-controlled land, and that's our primary demand.
Recently, your group took over Galt Middle School in Tacoma, which had been sitting empty, claimed it as housing for houseless people, but that did not last the night. Your group was removed. So how do you see that action in retrospect?
We feel great about it, and the members of the camp that we moved in, the houseless people, said they felt great about it as well and very positive and optimistic because they said, you know, finally, people are paying attention to their situation. And their, you know, members of the media interviewed them. Suddenly people were finally paying attention. So it's not the result we wanted. We didn't want the police to come up, 20 cops in hazmat suits threatening us with felonies, but that's what happened. So we peacefully left. And, you know, we're just going to keep escalating from here until we get what we want, which is the city to put the empty buildings into our community land trust so we can house every houseless person in Tacoma.
So you say you'll keep escalating. What's next?
We're still working that out, but it's definitely, you know, we're going to keep on putting pressure on the city.
Tacoma has struggled with visible homelessness like a lot of communities in the Northwest for the past few years, at least. But it appears there's been a recent surge of activism. So what is different about this moment? Why is this happening now?
The pandemic has really spurred a lot of people to action. More and more people are becoming houseless. A lot of people are on the brink of houselessness. They haven't been paying rent for months because they haven't been able to. They haven't been able to work because of the pandemic. And so I think that's really spurred people to action and shown them that we need action now, because how can you shelter in place if you don't have any shelter? It's aside from the many medical conditions that can come with being houseless, it's also we have a pandemic on, an extremely infectious disease that can be fatal. And it's much easier for people to catch it when they're living on the street because, for example, they're cold. And so people will pile into one tent and sleep together like that just for body warmth so they don't freeze during the night. You know, a few weeks ago, a man named Tommy Hutchinson died of exposure in his wheelchair. He was a senior. And so that's the kind of thing we're dealing with. And I think it's the pandemic that has really added the urgency and helped cause this surge in activism.
Rebecca Parson with Tacoma Housing Now, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We spoke earlier this afternoon, just after 4:30 p.m. Sprint Arbogast, who has been watching the roads in the area, informs us that the demonstrators have now moved out of the intersection and traffic is expected to be back to normal there.